Rai Argentina to the World presents The History of Argentine Rock. Today we bring you Horacio Fontoa. Horacio Fontoa was born into a family of classical musicians, but he began to form his own musical tastes when he was a teenager. Together with a cousin called Susana, they integrated a duo, they created a duo in which they both played guitar, and they perform in several places and venues as a folkloric duo. But later he integrated several groups, such as with funny names, bands that would not make history. I mean, it had short lifespans, such as Patada de Mosca, The Kick of a Fly, Duo Nahual, and he had several others before he started in his own groups, such as Fontoa y la Foca, Fontoa y sus Sobrinos, Fontoa y los Tíos, all the way to Fontoa Trio. His first solo album was released in 1982, and from the very beginning he blended several musical styles with his own personal seal, which was adding a little bit of comedy to his music.
Esta es la marcha de los gamules. Los gamules son así. Azules inventados en la esquina de mi casa brotó un río de tinta con gente parecida a la gente pero un poco distinta. Me contaron que bajo el asfalto existe un mundo distinto. Azules inventados tienen un rey celeste que en el fondo a nadie asusta. No puede mandar a nadie, solo es rey porque le gusta. Me contaron que bajo el asfalto existe un mundo distinto con gente que nunca vio el sol y no conoce los ruidos y no conoce los ruidos y no conoce, no conoce los ruidos y no conoce los ruidos.
Sartén Saresi.
Me contaron que bajo el asfalto is the name of this song that we have just heard. It's quite a classic in Argentine rock. I was told that in the underground or under the streets, but literally is translated as I was told that under the asphalt. That's another song by Horacio Fontova, the artist that we are introducing as part of this regular series on the history of Argentine rock. That was part of his first phase as a solo artist. In the 1980s, he had several important moments together with Uruguayan legend Rubén Rada. They had a series of concerts together at the Odeon Theater of Buenos Aires. Then he had a very successful, quite successful sixth studio album that many remember him for, which is called Fontova Presidente, that he supported at the very mythical Obras Stadium of Buenos Aires in 1988. And in the 1990s, he basically started a whole aspect of his artistic career as a comedian, as an all-out comedian on TV, in which he integrated the cast of a quite memorable comedy show on TV, Peor es Nada, Worst is Nothing, or Worse is Nothing, together with the late Jorge Ginsburg, in which he played a character, a woman. He played a woman called Sonia Braghetti, which was hilarious, I remember, and he won awards for that. And a generation forgot that Fontova was originally a musician and a singer. In 1995, he even got to replace Daniel Rabinovich in the Le Luthier music comedy group. And he also acted in several theater plays, several comedy theater plays, such as Porteños, Malos Hábitos, and several others. But we are here to enjoy music and to talk about Fontova's music, and here's a song by him.
A pesar de todo, me siento bien. Me siento pesar de todo me siento bien. Muy bien.
Such a pity that you can't understand Spanish to enjoy in full the song that we have just played, which became kind of an anthem of Argentina. Love it or hate it, love it or leave it. Fontova describes a series of ordeals in that song, which sounds very cheerful and up-tempo and you want to dance to it, but well, he's describing all sorts of ordeals that ordinary people go through. I mean, not making ends meet, having trouble paying bills, being cheated, being robbed, I don't know, a number of things. And despite everything, he feels well. And that's basically the chorus of the song. Against all odds and despite all of this, these terrible things that are happening to me, I feel good. Well, that's the genius of Fontova, that was able to create songs with that kick, with that twist, with that comedic twist. With music, of course. He's got his very personal style singing, and his music has got a very distinctive seal as well. This is how we are going to end this edition of The History of Argentine Rock, that is produced by Gustavo Ríos, and today we brought you Horacio Fontova.